Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's your news for this hour. The Michigan legislature is considering new restrictions on social media for minors in the state. Legislation introduced Wednesday would block children under 16 from creating social media accounts, while teens between 16 and 18 would need parental permission to sign up. Supporters of the proposal say the measure is aimed at addressing mental health concerns tied to social media use among young people, including anxiety, depression, sleep problems, and self-harm. The legislation compares social media to products already restricted for minors, such as alcohol and tobacco. The proposal now moves through the legislative process and would require approval from both the Michigan House and Senate before reaching Governor Whitmer's desk for consideration. And a Port Huron man is facing multiple felony charges filing an investigation involving alleged child sexually abusive material. Michigan State Police say 68-year-old William Harrison Endicott was arrested after investigators reportedly seized digital evidence during the case. Authorities say the investigation began after a Michigan Department of Corrections resident check connected to parole violations. Endicott has been charged with two counts of possessing child sexually abusive material and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned Friday, May 8th, in 72nd District Court. And a Huron County woman has pleaded no contest to retail fraud second degree. Patricia Laverne Ventline received a sentence from Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court of fines and court costs, avoiding jail time and community service. The charge stemmed from a March 3, 2026 incident at the Bad Axe Walmart, where Ventline took 45 grocery items without payment and was intercepted in the parking lot. The court ordered $765 in financial obligations, including $190 restitution for perishable goods. With the $350 bond applied, $450 remains due September 1st, 2026. Ventline is also banned from the Walmart store, with potential arrest for returning without management approval. And the game between the Detroit Tigers and Baltimore Orioles has been postponed because of the weather and will be made up tomorrow as part of a split doubleheader. The teams played through the rain last night, and the forecast of rain into this evening led to the decision to call off the game. The first game tomorrow is scheduled for 12:35 p.m. Eastern, and the second game is set to start at 6:05 p.m. When we come back from this public service announcement, we'll continue with our national and international news.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We're going to go ahead and hand this off to Josh, who's on the water in the Port Austin Reef Lighthouse. Josh.
Yes, John. Thank you for that. So for your international and national news, I have a small update for the shooting that occurred at the White House earlier today. So at about 6 p.m., somewhere between 20 and 30 rounds were heard being fired. And Secret Service were on scene on the grounds with weapons drawn, and members of the press were instructing people to seek shelter in the James S. Brady Press Briefing Room. At this time, there are currently two wounded, including a possible suspect, and that is the current state of information on that. They are still under lockdown since that event. And with that, I'll hand it off for the weather, and we'll be back after that.